So next Wednesday night, we're going to close the year with a celebration of the year, coming in and giving thanks for everything the Lord has done. I don't know about you, sometimes we focus so much on what we didn't receive, we miss what He's already given us. And if we're not thankful for what He's already given us, it kind of holds His hand from opening up and giving us some more. Amen? I think that God's word tells us in everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God and Christ Jesus concerning us. So tonight, as we continue our study on a wow moment, the weapons of warfare, hallelujah. So as we start our study tonight, remember that the word of God declares that the weapons of our warfare in 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, how many know that our thoughts go places? Amen. And that's one of the areas that the adversary gets a stronghold, is he gets into our thoughts, our thought life. And God says, when them thoughts are not from Him, we need to cast down that imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God. If it doesn't agree with His word, it's not from Him. Amen. And He gives us power and authority to be an overcomer by His word. Amen. And so tonight, as we close this series, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 18 is where I want to focus your attention tonight. The Apostle Paul was giving his student instructions. How many students do we have here tonight? We're all students of the gospel, right? We're studying to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So as the word is coming, it's to be applied to us, but it's not just not for us, it's for the benefit of others. The Apostle Paul says first in verse number 18, he says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy. Now recognize that it's not his natural son. Timothy is his spiritual son. According to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Let's ask God's blessings on the preaching and teaching of his word tonight. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in our hearts and lives, those that are here in the sanctuary and those that are gathered on Facebook and those that are on the web. Father, I just pray, Father God, that you speak through me tonight. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers. And may we grow in you, Father God. May we not be only hearers, but may we be doers of your word, because faith without works is dead being alone. So Lord, increase our faith tonight through your word, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name, amen and amen. First and foremost, he says this charge, when he charged him with this, he's entrusting him with something. To charge is to entrust. He says he's committed it to him. To commit is to dedicate, to commit, one, to commit. And he's calling for his student to operate and under what he's given him charge of. Amen? How many know that God has given us all authority in the name of Jesus? And as men and women of God, we got to recognize who we are in Christ Jesus to battle the adversary and win battles. And the apostle's second letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1, he says, we're looking at to operate. In other words, what I'm committed to you, you need to put into operation. You need to put it to work in your lives. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong and the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Let me stop there for a moment. Boy, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I could not do anything. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the unmerited favor of God. I'm grateful that for by grace we are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest we should boast. It was nothing that we did. It was what Christ did for you and I. And the Apostle Paul was saying to him that the grace is flowing towards him. And he said in verse number 2, in the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. In other words, it's not about us four and no more, okay? In other words, what God imparts into you and I is for the benefit of someone else. And that's where spiritual multiplication takes place. The Apostle Paul could only witness to so many people, so as he's raising up students like Titus and Timothy and other men of God, then the word is being expressed in different, through different mouths in different places, and the kingdom of God is expanding. No matter what it's looking like in our world today, the kingdom of God is expanding.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible says faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So we can't look in the natural. If we look at everything in the natural, we miss what the Lord is doing. And he says when he commits this to operate, he speaks about to obtain. In Romans chapter 8, the apostle writes, in verse number 14, he says, for as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Now, you need to listen to the message or come Sunday, because we're going to be speaking about the Spirit of God, because God says he's going to end this year with a bang, but he's going to usher something in for the new year. So I know God has some great plans. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified also together, glorified together. You know, when I'm looking at that, the Lord is saying to his word, he is not saying that we're not going to go through some trials and some tests. Matter of fact, the psalmist says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of how many?
All.
Out of them all. Our trust and our hope is in him. So as we're operating under the anointing of God, and we're from the anointing and the Spirit of God, which we've obtained through Christ Jesus, we begin to orchestrate something different in the atmosphere. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 17, the Apostle Paul now is speaking to the church at Corinth. He says, for this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. In other words, he's raising up someone that's following Christ. Paul says, follow Christ in me. Amen. He's not replicating himself. He's replicating followers of Christ. So there's a commitment that he gives him. According to the prophecies that went before on thee, was to choose. It calls for the choice. How many has God spoken to and gave you a word about your future? Hello? How many know when God gave you a word about your future, it didn't mean what you were looking at in front of you was that picture? The adversary wants to distort the picture that God has for you. But God says, hold on to the vision. Because without vision, people perish. Amen. In other words, he says to you and I, he gave us a prophetic word. He gave us a vision, and everything that he said will come to pass. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God will do everything he said he would do. So first he says, in the midst of this, we have to choose to fight the good fight of faith. Matter of fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the apostle Paul reminded his student, in verse number 12, he said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Let me say something about your witnesses and the people that are watching you. They're not looking when things are going right. They're watching you when things are going wrong. And God says, as men and women of God, we need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. We know that he's called us, he's anointed us, and he's appointed us. Amen. And if he says in everything, give thanks, I have to give him thanks in the midst of the storm. Amen. I shared Sunday how my truck broke down because the fuel pump went out. Okay. Well, when they dropped the tank down, I live on the top of the hill and we have a lot of squirrels. And I had an engine light on and my gas meter wasn't working in my truck and low gas light was on. And it turned out that the squirrels had been dining on my wires above my gas tank. Amen. So they went in for one thing. Now everything was fixed. Okay. And everything's working. So I look at that and I say, well, you did say all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to your purpose. So I told the mechanics and stuff up at the garage, I said, hey, you can come up the hill and hunt squirrel anytime you want. Amen. I'm not the great hunter. But as we're fighting the good fight of faith and we're laying a hold of eternal life, we need to follow the instructions of God. You know, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Word of God says in part B, verse number 20, it says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. What did the prophet speak to you? What did the prophecy say? The beloved says, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. As your soul prospers in God's word, your physical body, your mind, soul, and spirit come aligned with the word of God. Amen. Amen. That's when we can be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that gives us strength because there's power in the word of God. So he's called us to fight the good fight, to follow the prophetic word, and to finish the course that is set before us. I love the way the writer of Hebrews says it in Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number one, he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. That's why the Apostle Paul said, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for a due season we'll reap if we faint not. Amen. So he's telling us that we're committed to operate in the word, to obtain the blessings when we orchestrate it, when we put it to practice. It calls for us to choose to fight the good fight, to follow his word and to finish our course. And there's also a challenge. He said that thou mightest fight, that thou mightest war a good warfare. Let's recognize that we're always faced with an obstacle. And Romans chapter 7, everybody take your left hand. Take your left hand and take your right hand and pinch. This is your obstacle, your flesh. This is spirit battling with flesh. There's a flesh and spirit battle. And as we're fighting this warfare, we're fighting this battle, the adversary is always trying to get a hold of your flesh. That's why the Apostle Paul said in verse number 23 of Romans 7, he said, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God to Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Amen. In other words, there's always a battle. Amen. In other words, to be a witness to others, we got to fight the good fight of faith. We got to take control of our flesh. You know, we can't be in the mindset, do as I say, not as I do. Amen. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. So this is an outward battle that we have to take. It has an effect on the inside. In Ephesians chapter 6, a familiar scripture, verse number 12, it's an outward battle. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'll say it again, I've probably said it 1,000 times, and I'll probably say it 10,000 times. Every time you put a face on it, you lose the battle. The adversary wants you to look at the flesh and not deal with the spirit of darkness. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Do you see what's taking place in our nation? The ugliness and everyone is fighting flesh. It's a flesh battle. In other words, we're not putting the word of God to practice. Amen. We need to be binding some spirits. We need to take some authority over some things. God has given, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. God is with us. And God is for us. No one can stand against us. Amen. It's time for the true church to arise and the enemy be scattered. Amen. There's a battle coming on. And it's come down to the realm that's right above the earth right now. It's coming from the third heaven to the second heaven. It's in the first heaven now. And it's right in our atmosphere. Amen. So you know what that shows me? That Christ is about ready to break through and come back for his bride. Amen. But guess what? There's a Holy Ghost moving revival that comes before Jesus returns. Amen. God's got a whole nation he wants to save. Hallelujah. So this speaks of the outcome. So the Apostle Paul, in his letter to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 again, verse number 3, the Apostle Paul said this. He says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In other words, He is saying, hey, it's sometimes the battle's hard. Amen. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. Amen. In other words, we're Christ ambassadors. Amen. I've said it before. We are heavenites. Amen. We're new creations in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. We're in a battle, just like the Apostle Paul was speaking to his student. He gave him a charge that he had to commit himself to. Timothy had to choose to do it. He had to, when he faced the challenges in life. But it's only not only that. He had to complete. I see in my life, I see so many things that were started that were never finished. Jesus said he was the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus said, he that's begun a good work in us is faithful to see it through till it's completed. Jesus and the Father never starts anything he doesn't finish. Amen. The adversary wants us to feel like we didn't hear from the Lord because we didn't see the results that we thought we were going to see. But the Apostle Paul was speaking to his students and said, hey, you got to face the hardships as a good soldier. You just keep marching on. You're going to see the victory. So he tells them in 1 Timothy, back to where we started, and verse number 19. He tells his student, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. In other words, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit until what's done, what God said he's going to do, he's going to do. Amen. Amen. I believe God in his word. God's got a plan and every purpose for every heart and life. He says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you a hope and an expected end. Amen. So he says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. He's telling us that just as he told his student Timothy, that we're in a battle, we're in a war, but he says, fight the good fight of faith. How do I do that? I'm laying a hold of eternal life. Amen. This is only temporary. This life is only temporary. And if the devil takes me out in this world, I'm going to spend eternity with Christ, and then I'll return with Christ for his bride anyway. Amen. Amen. I win either way. Amen. There's no way I lose. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here tonight to accomplish what you sent it to do. Now, Father God, I send your word out through the web and through the Facebook. I pray that you minister to every hearer, Father God. Father God, increase their faith, Father God. May they recognize the call of God that's upon their lives, Father God. And no matter what it's looking like in this nation or world that we're in, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through you. So, Father God, I pray for faith to be strengthened, Father God. Strengthen your children, Father God, through your word tonight, Father God. May they recognize, Father God, that they're more than conquerors through you, that your strength is made perfect in their weakness. Therefore, you tell us to glorify you in our infirmities, that your power may rest in us. And what we're saying, Lord, is our flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. May the spirit man grow in us to overcome the weakness, Father God. And Lord, we'll never cease to give you praise and glory for all you've done in the past, what you're doing now, and what you're doing in our future. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again.